Die CeBIT in Hannover, die weltgrößte Computermesse, beschäftigt uns schon ein paar Tage und nicht nur die Radio Wissen berichtet darüber und die Zeitungen und das Fernsehen. Nein, natürlich auch viele Internetblogs haben nichts anderes zum Thema als neue Produkte und Ereignisse auf solchen Messen wie der CeBIT vorzustellen. Die reisen diesen Messen geradezu hinterher, die Gadget-Blogger. So einer dieser Blogs, der größte im Übrigen auch, heißt Engadget und ist längst ein professionelles Medium geworden. Chris Ziegler ist Redakteur dort, er war bei der CeBIT und er sagt, dass man von solchen Gadget-Bloggen tatsächlich leben kann.
Can you live from being a Gadget-Blogger? You can. It's not easy. You know, I have so much respect for these one- and two-man operations who are just doing insane things to stay on top of coverage and working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's difficult, but yeah, it is possible. You have to want it bad enough.
Die meisten können aber natürlich nach wie vor nicht davon leben, berichten auf eigene Faust, so wie zum Beispiel Nicolas Charbonnier, der lebt in Dänemark und in den USA. Meistens ist er aber unterwegs auf Messen. Sein Internetname ist Charbax. Und im Rucksack hat er immer dabei seine Videokamera, die aussieht wie eine Pistole, und ein Laptop. Fast 70 Videos will er auf der CeBIT in Hannover produzieren und sofort ins Netz auf seinen Videoblog armdevices.net stellen. Es geht bei armdevices.net um Tablet-Computer und Smartphones mit einem bestimmten Prozessorsystem. Das ist ein ziemliches Spezialgebiet, aber Charbonnier sieht diese Nische als seine Chance. 5 Millionen Mal wurden seine Videos im letzten Jahr angeguckt. Unser Reporter Moritz Metz hat den rasenden Videoblogger bei einem Videodreh begleitet und ihn danach gefragt, wie er sich die vielen Reisen eigentlich leisten kann und ob Blogger wie er nicht irgendwann die ganze CeBIT überflüssig machen werden.
So my internet name is Charbax. I'm a video blogger at CeBIT since 2004. Every year I come to CeBIT. It's my 8th time at CeBIT and I go to every conference in the world for electronics, consumer electronics, and I make videos. And last year I had 5 million views, for example, on YouTube.
What are you reporting on?
So I report on gadgets. I report on consumer electronics, but mostly ARM-powered devices. So my website is called armdevices.net. So I specialize in these devices that are basically not Intel, everything else. Mobile phones, smartphones, tablets, a lot of tablets. I have like 200 Android tablets on my website. All the small Chinese makers, I specialize in the cheap devices that are not like that everybody else talk about, the small stuff. And I hope not too many other people talk about Engadget, for example.
So why are you doing this?
Well, I started in 2004 because I was a fan of a company called Arcos. It's a French company, and they have these really cool gadgets. And since 2001, I was a fan of them, and I wanted to come and check the new device. There was a rumor on the forum, and maybe they were going to show it at CeBIT. So I took a bus from Copenhagen, and I came in 2004, and I made a video. And then my video got on Slashdot, on a whole bunch of blogs, and I got 500,000 views. And it cost me €2,000 in hosting. And it was like, okay, people are interested, and that's actually fun to go to a conference. So I continue to do that.
Yeah. How can you afford it?
I have some ads, like Google ads on the page, and I try to get Google ads on my videos, and I try to have companies that can invite me to Taiwan, and I make videos in the Computex, and so some different companies, they're interested to get me to come to their conference. Then I film their product first, but I'm not corrupt. I'm a little bit corrupt, but not really.
What means a little bit?
It means like... It's okay to be a fan, you know, on the internet there's a lot of bloggers, you know, they don't have to have this journalistic integrity. You know, a blogger is okay to be a fan. So I can be a fan and the company that I'm a fan of, I try to ask them, please pay for my airplane and my hotel. And a little bit more, maybe I can pay the rent also or something, a little bit sometimes. Yeah. So it's the reason I'm here is to try to talk to companies, say, hey, please invite me to the USA next week, there's a South by Southwest. I still don't have a sponsor for that. That's so expensive. So on that, I need a sponsor. But here, to come here, is EasyJet is €20. So.
So what did you learn concerning journalistic rules or like journalistic tricks, asking people something or so? And is it maybe different from what real journalists do?
Real journalists, I think, have to think about the time all the time and have to make things short. For example, like a journalist on TV, and you have like 20 seconds to show what's cool at CeBIT. Every millisecond counts, every frame counts. But when it's on YouTube, I put 10-minute videos, 20-minute videos, I don't care. And people, if they think it's boring, they can watch something else, or they can fast forward, you know? So somehow you're not pressured with the time in the same way, so you can go deep into things. And basically, I never edit a video since 2005 because I make too many videos. I cannot spend time editing. So I have like 70 videos at Cebit. I cannot edit. I just put the rough video. I have to think while I shoot the video that it should be interesting the whole time, I hope. There's a niche, you know, you can go into niche. You cannot really do that in the general news.
What kind of people are watching your stuff?
So there's partly people in the industry that want to see what's going on and they don't come to Cebit. They want to see what's there. But about half of them, they go on Google or YouTube. They search for the products I film and they found it later. And the other half is from blogs. And the people that go on these tech blogs, they're either gadget geeks or people in the industry actually trying to figure out. I'm sure Steve Jobs has watched a few of my videos and checking out what the Android tablets are and what they're doing. And then he goes on his conference call and say all the Android tablets are crap. And people believe him. I don't know why.
Are these conferences still necessary?
Well, if the conference organizers worked a little bit closer with us bloggers and kind of organized things differently, they could do things completely differently and much less noisy and chaotic. And they could do something like completely revolutionize conferences, but for now they don't. For now it's just a standard conference. People go and it's still necessary somehow, but I'm sure that some of my videos are worth much more than the price of the booth here for those companies. And my video was free for the company. So a small Chinese company that gets viewed by 100,000 people. I have a Cebit video from 2007. The video was seen 300,000 or 400,000 times. So for them, it's probably much more. They could pay me a flight to Shenzhen and I can make a video at the factory and maybe it would be better promotion for them. I don't know. Eventually, they will like cancel the conference and have people film the videos at home or whatever and just use DHL.
Is it a race between different gadget blogs and who gets the things first?
Timing doesn't always count so much because in the length, you get more views on Google and YouTube later. So the relationship I have with the bloggers here, we just share everything we have. We don't care. We don't keep secrets. I don't know if the other guys do. They don't really do. And it's like, no, there's no really need for it. You like, everything's cool and it's a bunch of hippies, basically.
Dera, die wissen, das war mein Kollege Moritz Metz, der die ganze Woche über die Cebit berichtet und er sprach hier mit dem Gadget-Blogger Nicolas Charbonnier.